1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. The nation is captivated by fallout from this week's first presidential debate of the 2024 campaign, as President Biden appeared to lose his train of thought and failed to address some of former President Trump's falsehoods. Some Democratic voters say they are standing by their candidate.
He's not the perfect candidate, but Trump is a convicted criminal.
I'm not going to give up on him. I'm going to give him a chance.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says perhaps Mr. Biden's cabinet should use the 25th Amendment and remove him from office for being incapacitated.
I would ask the cabinet members to search their hearts.
But CBS's Nancy Cordes has been speaking with sources about President Biden's political future.
They say there are no conversations here at the White House or at the campaign about Biden bowing out, and they say he has every intention of appearing at the second and final presidential debate on September 10th.
More possibly dangerous heat for parts of the nation. CBS News Bay Area meteorologist Paul Hagen.
It's going to be extreme heat in the south central U.S. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories in effect. The heat risk, which is essentially the threat of heat illness, is going to be in the high category, spreading across even more of the country as we head through the week.
This is tens of millions take to the skies and roads ahead of the July 4th holiday. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
American, Delta, and United all expect to fly a record number of passengers, more than 18 million over the next 11 days, with Sunday, July 7th, likely to be their busiest.
The TSA is poised to screen more than 3 million people for the first time ever, and that could happen any day now.
It'll be the busiest summer ever.
TSA Administrator David Bukoski told us his agency was ready for the crowd. AAA expects a record 60.6 million will drive 50 miles or more for the 4th. Gas prices about 6 cents cheaper than last Independence Day. AAA says the busiest days to drive are expected to be next Wednesday, July 3rd, and Sunday, July 7th.
Gold medalist Simone Biles is on track for a third trip to the Olympics.
Simone Biles is four rotations away from a third trip to the Olympics. The list of contenders hoping to join her in Paris is quickly thinning. Biles had little trouble sprinting to the lead at the U.S. Olympic trials. Her all-around score put her in position to lock up an automatic berth on the five-woman team. The rest of the team is up in the air after some injuries. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Police in Utica, New York say a 13-year-old shot by an officer after allegedly displaying a handgun is dead. Video by neighbors show officers chasing the Asian teen. Police say a replica Glock 17 Gen 5 handgun with a detachable magazine was recovered from the scene. In a statement, police say the teen died of his wounds at a hospital. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Visit any Wisconsin farmers market and chances are you'll find Hmong vendors. Mike Moan reports on efforts to attract new and younger Hmong Americans to agriculture.
Wisconsin has the third largest Hmong population in the U.S., that according to UW data. Only 2% are officially employed in agriculture, but researchers suspect that number is underreported. Yimua Yang of the Groundswell Conservancy senses a changing of the guard with older Hmong producers nearing retirement. Some of their adult children express interest in taking over, but she adds their mindset is different than their parents.
Older Hmong farmers, farming is therapeutic for them. They're making a little bit of money, but also farming and gardening makes them happy. The difference is that these younger farmers, they want farming to be financially sustainable.
Yang says land access is a major challenge for emerging Hmong farmers, and her group is working with partners like the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute to create funding solutions to address this problem. Yang would also like to see policy adjustments dealing with how long a farmer can rent land. And there's a new federal program helping with land access, but Yang says more support is needed. She feels giving younger Hmong farmers peace of mind might inspire them to further explore what they grow and sell.
Unlike Minnesota and the Twin Cities, where there's a big concentration of Hmong consumers, in Wisconsin, the Hmong community is sort of scattered throughout the state.
That means these farmers have to focus more on marketing mainstream fruits and vegetables to non-Hmong customers. But Yang suggests if groups like hers get more bandwidth, the next generation of Hmong producers will be in a better position to grow culturally specific food. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny, breezy with a high of 75. For tonight, becoming clear, lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine 71 on Sunday. Sunshine for Monday with a high around 71. Some showers and storms Monday night to Tuesday. Currently, 78 degrees.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome one and all to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. I am your host, Seth. It is Saturday, June 29th. It's 11:06 on the clock. And thanks so much for joining me today on this lovely Saturday. Look at that nice blue sky, some puffy clouds out there. Lovely, lovely day. Can't wait to get out and enjoy it when I'm done with the show here. But let's focus on the task at hand. 424-2600 is the number to call in right now. If you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbor, if you're looking to talk about events that are happening today, this weekend, coming up on the 4th of July, anything like that, we do want to talk to about that and anything else about this area or anything you want to talk about. That's what this show is all about. We are your water cooler, your bulletin board over the airwaves every Saturday from 11 to 12. So 424-2600 is that number. We're going to get into a bunch of stuff here. We're going to look at the rafter schedule, which is kind of messed up here, everyone. There was some issues with the game last night because of weather, so we'll get into that. I'm going to reconstruct it as far as I can. There's not a lot of information online that I was able to find about the rafters today, so I will go with what I got, and hopefully that information will be accurate. As of right now, of course, it's all subject to change as we move along here. And we're also going to talk about all the events coming up this weekend going into the 4th of July. We'll talk about the fireworks on the 4th and a few other things, of course, as we go along here. All kinds of summer activities going on as we enter the month of July. Monday, yes, is the 1st of July, everyone. Half of the year is gone. I'll just let that sink in there. Half of the year is gone, everyone. All right. Enough of that. Let's get to the rafters schedule here. Looks like the rafters were not able to get their entire game in last night. Looks like it was suspended, and they're going to parsing from the website, the Northwoods League website here. Unfortunately, on the Rafters website, there was no update, so I had to go here. Looks like they're going to finish up the game today. It's going to start at 5:05 in Fond du Lac. Going to wrap up the suspended game last night, if that is indeed what happened. And then the regular scheduled game will be taking place at 6:35, first pitch in Fond du Lac, like scheduled. So looks like they're going to have to finish up a game from last night that was suspended because of the weather. And then they are going to go ahead with the regular game today, this evening. And don't forget, tomorrow they are going to be home, everyone. They've got a nice afternoon game coming up against Fond du Lac. This is 4-game set. They're going to be wrapping up with the Dock Spiders. The first pitch is at 1:05 tomorrow on Sunday. But if you're not able to get to the game, of course, we encourage you to go to Witterfield and enjoy a game. The weather is going to be very nice tomorrow, so I would definitely think about going to the game. But if you can't make it, go ahead and check out WFHR. We are your home for the rafters. Pre-game starts at 12:50 tomorrow afternoon. Andy Yochum is the voice of the Rafters, and he is doing a marvelous job so far this year. Check it out if you've not done so. You can tune in on over the airwaves, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or you can check us out online, the Civic Media app. You can download that. Go to WFHR. We do stream the Rafters games online. So if you have a chance, if you're out of town, you can just go ahead and go to the app and still listen to your Rafters baseball. Let's see if they can get on a winning streak here as they go into the second part of the season, second half of the season. It looks like they have a couple of days off coming up at the first part of the season. So stay tuned for all that, everyone. We, of course, are the home of your Rafters, and we do enjoy being the home of them, as we have been for since the beginning. 15 years, everyone. It's been 15 years since the Rafters started. 15 seasons, I should say, since they started here in Wisconsin Rapids. All right, we're going to get into a few items here. Let's go into a few programming notes. I hope everyone has been enjoying our new weekday lineup. And we'll go over it again real quick for those who have not been paying attention. It's only been 1 week, so, you know, that's all right. You may have missed something. So our mornings on WFHR are the same as they have been since we were purchased by Civic Media. From 8 to 10, we've got the morning show here on WFHR. Your host, James Maloff, take you through the morning with his co-hosts, including me and Melissa and a couple other people thrown in there for good measure. Tune in for that for a great way to start off your day, a positive way to start off your day. That's Monday through Friday, 8 to 10. And then later on in the afternoon, there has been a little shift, everyone. So at 4 o'clock, Monday through Friday, that is the brand new time for Midday Magazine. Of course, that is the magazine show that James interviews people of interest throughout central Wisconsin here. We talk with nonprofits, we talk with businesses, we talk with the school district, we talk with everybody on Midday Magazine. That has been moved once again, their new time slot, 4 to 5. That is Midday Magazine, Monday through Friday. Yes, it is 5 days a week now as well. Now, from 5 to 6, we have an interesting little schedule going on for that. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, Playmakers. Yes, we've expanded Playmakers to 3 hours a week from 1. It is from 5 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Join James and me, Randy, anyone else you can bring on, but mostly your phone calls, everyone. That is a call-in show, live and direct. 424-2600, the same number that you're calling right now to get into Over the Back Fence, is the same for Playmakers. And we do want to listen to what you have to say, your sports thoughts and feelings. It's you never made a, what's James' catchphrase for that again? You never made a highlight from the sidelines, everyone. Get in the game. Call in, and you have more chances now to do so. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 to 6, Playmakers live. Now, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, in the near future, Melissa is working on a show, Community Stories with Melissa Kay, and she'll be bringing, excuse me, something got in my throat there. She'll be bringing community stories that focus on the younger people, some of the some stories about the elderly here, some people that we don't think about a lot when we're going through our day, and the stories that she wants to convey about them. In central Wisconsin, she's got a whole bunch of great interviews lined up. She's working hard on getting that show off the ground. It'll be coming at some point in July. But right now, we have a little stopgap from 5 to 6 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We've been playing some music shows that we do usually on the weekends, Unlabeled and Seth Faces the Music. Maybe we can touch a new audience that don't normally listen on Sunday nights. So we're hoping people are enjoying that so far. So Tuesday will be a best of Unlabeled. And then on Thursday will be a best of Seth Faces the Music. I think we'll go with part two of my show about Black, songs about Black. Ooh, very serious Black. That sounds like a character's name. So stay tuned for that, everyone. And when Melissa's show gets up and running, we will absolutely let you know when that is coming. And you can prepare for that because we are very excited that she gets to do Community Stories with Melissa Kay. So that's our new schedule, everyone, our weekday schedule, Monday through Friday. Let's get into our weekend schedule since it is the weekend. If you were listening this morning at 6 o'clock, you heard Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. At 7 o'clock, you heard our very good friend Tim the Polka Guy with some polka music for your listening pleasure on a Saturday morning. Quick note on that, too. We are going to be playing a special polka show on July 4th. Of course, we're going to have the day off here, so we have some special programming set up, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit here. But there's going to be an extra polka show, 8 o'clock on July 4th, 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're excited that Tim got that for us as well. 8 o'clock, it's Terry Talks Nutrition. And then, of course, right now. Over the Back Fence, 424-2600. Call up. Call up, everyone. I'm lonely. I want to talk to you on this Saturday, this lovely Saturday. Looking ahead to tomorrow, of course, we've got Raptors baseball in the afternoon. And then at 5 o'clock, we have a director's cut coming your way. And then from 6 to 8, a brand new Seth Faces the Music. A couple weeks ago, I did a show about up. Well, I got to do the opposite now. We're going down, everyone. And you're all coming with me. We're all going down. All kinds of songs about down. You know, this one, there were so many songs to choose from. I did have kind of a hard time figuring out which ones I wanted. But I think the show is good. Tune in tomorrow, 6 to 8, and you can answer that question if you think it was good or not. Then from 8 to 9, a brand new Unlabeled as well. James put together this great show looking at punk music in the 1990s. What did it sound like? What did it look like? Well, he picked out some great songs, and it also shows the many directions that punk went in the 1990s. Fascinating stuff. And don't forget, he was also looking for your requests for that. You can always email james.maloff@civicmedia.us with your requests. You can also go on our Facebook pages and DM us there as well. Or you can go ahead and text us on the text line on the app. You can do that as well. Oh, my goodness. So much to go over. We're going to have to take a break here. I have to get a drink of water because my throat's dying here. And we'll come back in just a second here on Over the Back Fence, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic, our very good friends here in Wisconsin Rapids. You know them. You love them. They've been one of our partners for many, many years. And we couldn't be more happy that they're sponsoring Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett. And I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean. And Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny, breezy with a high of 75. For tonight, becoming clear, lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine 71 on Sunday. Sunshine for Monday with a high around 71. Some showers and storms Monday night to Tuesday.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio here in central Wisconsin. Thanks for joining me today on the show, everyone. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on the airwaves. We're looking to buy or sell from your friends and neighbors if you want to talk about events. That's it. If you want to talk about events going on in central Wisconsin as well, we want to talk to you about that. anything else you want to chat about, we are here and we are ready to do it. We're going to get into some events here, everybody. Talk about what's happening this weekend and into the 4th of July week, what kind of celebrations to expect there, and any number of things. So if you have anything you want to add, please call up 424-2600. We do appreciate you participating, everyone. That's what this show is all about. Going on right now, the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. It is every Thursday and Saturday from 221st Avenue South. Of course, you know where that is. Going strong this morning, everyone. Lovely day. I would encourage you to go on down and check it out. There's always something new, always something fun going on at the Downtown Farmers Market today and next Thursday. I'm not sure if the Downtown Farmers Market is going on the 4th. I believe it is. So there's also all kinds of things going on the 4th downtown. Well, I'll let you know more about that when we get to that point. Looking ahead to this weekend. Oh, actually, wait, let's check and see what else is going on this weekend before we get to next week. We do have some live music going on this weekend. I do want to spotlight that just a little bit. At the R&R Patio Bar, let's see, this weekend, they're looking at Dwayne Meeker. He's playing some acoustic rock and blues music. He's starting at 5 o'clock today, so go ahead and check that out. That is at R&R Patio Bar. Let's see, let's get an address on that. 5075 Wisconsin 34 in Rapids. That is where that music is going to be played. We're going to be having a fireworks show and live music at Still Reckless at the Ridges Golf Course and Banquet Facility tonight. It's going from 7 to 11. Still Reckless will be performing. I'm sorry, I said that a little wrong. But yes, Still Reckless will be performing from 7 to 11, followed by a fireworks show. It's $20. VIP tickets are available for $20. This is going to take place in the main parking lot and on the grassy hill in front of it. The Ridges Golf Course is located at 2311 Griffith Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Let's see what we got tomorrow night, of course, or tomorrow afternoon. Of course, we've got some Rapids baseball going on. And we've got the summer concert series going on at Anchor Bay. And it looks like on Saturday, this starts at, let's see, make sure I get the time right here, at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock at Anchor Bay, we've got Jason McNabb and The Rain, a great local band, going to be playing at the Anchor Bay Bar and Grill on Sunday, starting at 4 o'clock. All right, let's move this calendar over to July and see what we got coming up here. All kinds of great things coming up this week. But let's first start on Monday, the 1st. We got, if you were able to listen to Midday Magazine this week, James had a very good conversation with the Hanna Center. They're a brand new organization here in Wisconsin Rapids. They're going to be having their ribbon cutting ceremony coming up on Monday at 10 a.m. So here's a little information about the Hanna Center, if you missed it. They are having, this is their mission statement. Let's start with that, everybody. The Hanna Center exists to assist women and their children in crisis through compassion and guidance in a nurturing environment. That is what the Hanna Center is all about. They've got a new pilot program that they're starting as well. The Hanna Center Wisconsin Rapids is set to pilot a new program based upon emerging needs within the client demographic to be served. The new program is titled Kairos Care, coming from the meaning that this care is for a specific season in someone's life, for a moment in time when help is needed. Kairos Care is for outside clients who need assistance in life yet do not need housing. So it's kind of an outpatient sort of thing. If you want to learn more about this, you can go to hannacenter.com. That is their website. And you can also go ahead and check out their ribbon cutting ceremony. Coming up on Monday, July 1st at 10 a.m., the Hanna Center is located at 1320 Pepper Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. So go ahead and check that out. Also on Monday, last chance here, everybody. They're going to be performing the Kids from Wisconsin Larger Than Life. The Great Entertainers Tour is going strong, and they're going to be visiting us in Wisconsin Rapids on July 1st. It starts at 7 p.m. It is an electrifying performance. They perform an impressive repertoire, which includes selections from the kings and queens of pop, rock to pop, legendary Broadway stars, and classical entertainers. Join 36 of Wisconsin's most talented singers, dancers, and instrumentalists at the Performing Arts Center, and including a local performer, Lu Xiang. is someone we've spoken with before, has been doing this for a few years from Rapids, and it's such a great opportunity to see these kids. Very much a fun opportunity for that. A little more information on that. Adult tickets are $20. Student tickets are $10. You can purchase those from the Arts Council office at 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101. You can call them 715-424-ARTS or online, of course, at savorthearts.org. Proceeds from the event will be used to improve Performing Arts Center facilities and programs. We all know what a great facility the Performing Arts Center is at Lincoln High School. And they do, of course, needs its maintenance. So this is a great way to raise some funds and be entertained at the same time. Looking ahead to, let's see here, we've got looking ahead to Wednesday, everyone. Yep, we're going to go to Wednesday. We've got the Summer Create and Connect Project. This is at the Milkweed Market, everyone. Every Wednesday throughout the summer from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you get to pick a project, you get to pay for the materials, and then you get to paint it. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to beat the boredom blues this summer, as they say on their flyer, which is great. All ages are welcome. Just drop in. No reservation is required, everyone. This is at Milkweed Market, 1191 Huntington Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. For questions or more information, please contact Brooke Porter at bporter@odcinc.com. That is bporter@odcinc.com. Our good friends at the ODC, of course, put this on, and we're excited to talk about that all summer long. Coming up every Wednesday, 10 to 2, go find something to create. It's a great way to spend a summer afternoon. The Wisconsin Rapids Parkinson Support Group meets every first Wednesday of the month at the Legends Room in Ridges Golf Course. It goes from 1:30 to 2:30. Of course, there is no charge. This is a group that caters to those with Parkinson's disease as well as their caregivers. You can follow them on Facebook or check out their website, wiparkinson.org. For more information, call 715-451-3694, 451-3694. That's the Wisconsin Rapids Parkinson Support Group. Meet every first Wednesday of the month at the Legends Room at Ridges Golf Course, 1:30 to 2:30. All right, so let's see what else we've got going on Wednesday here. We've got a big celebration going on in Pittsville. On Wednesday, it is the 62nd annual Legion Lions 4th of July celebration. It starts on Wednesday, goes all the way through the 4th of July on Thursday. It's at Riverside Park in Pittsville. Make sure you go to the right Riverside Park. 5399 First Avenue in Pittsville. They're going to have all kinds of great stuff, including live music on Thursday. Let's try that again. Live music on Wednesday the 3rd. Rising Phoenix will be playing from 7 to 11:30. They'll also be having the Heart and Soul Race on Wednesday as well. They got a whole bunch of activities on Thursday. They got the Kitty Parade at 11:30, the larger parade starting at noon, the carnival from 1:30 to 11 p.m., live music by Tuck Pence, 1:30 to 5. There's bingo from 2 to 9. There's live music by Exit 145 from 6:30 to 10, and there'll be fireworks at dusk. Go to the City of Pittsville, Wisconsin website for more information. Great celebration, long-standing celebration in Pittsville. So if you're in the area on Wednesday and Thursday, you can celebrate the 4th in style. All right, let's move to Thursday, Independence Day, everybody. Got lots going on Thursday. Want to make sure we touch on as much of this as we absolutely can. Don't forget, Lunch by the River will be happening. Will not be happening. I'm sorry. No Lunch by the River on Thursday because of the holiday. The next one will be on the 11th. So I want to make sure you know there is no Lunch by the River on the 4th of July because of all the other activities going on. Let's see. We're going to be going through the Farmers Market, by the way, is happening on the 4th of July. I want to make sure you do know that from 8 to 2 on the 4th, there will be a farmer's market, everyone, so make sure you check that out. Hopefully the weather will be helpful on the 4th. We've got the Rafters in town. They're going to be playing the Mallards at 1:05, an afternoon game there on a Thursday. Make sure you check that out. Pete Revelle will be playing, and Four on the Floor will be playing their regular set over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center from 2 to 4. Go ahead and check out Pete and his group there as they deliver hopefully some fun 4th of July patriotic music. That would be very cool. And listen to Pete's story, of course. We've got some live music at Whiskey Rapids, everyone, on the 4th. Our good friend Chase Quinches will be taking the stage there from 3 to 7. And then Third Level will be taking the stage at 8 o'clock on July 4th. So they got a doubleheader, as it were, of music. Good to see our good friend Chase Quinches performing there at Whiskey Rapids Saloon. There will be a Music of America of Americana organ concert over at the St. John's Episcopal Church. That is starting at 4 p.m. on the 4th of July. An organ concert presented by Christian Stomley, showcasing the composers of the Americas. Come hear works by North and Central American composers, as well as some familiar tunes to add to the festivities on the 4th of July. Picnic to follow on the church lawn. All are welcome. St. John's Episcopal Church is located at 320 Oak Street in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. It's like I said there, all are welcome to come by to hear this very cool organ concert. Lots of music on the 4th this year, everybody. I hope you can come and enjoy it. That's at 4 o'clock at the St. John's Episcopal Church in Wisconsin Rapids at 320 Oak Street. Go ahead and check that out. So also starting at 4 o'clock, I do want to mention the Brat Fry happening at the Moravian Church. I will be a part of that, as a matter of fact. I'll be helping out with some brats and some burgers and all kinds of great food. We've got a great bake sale as well. That's going from 4 to 8 on Thursday. So come join us, get some food when you're downtown, because why not? When you're getting ready for those fireworks, everyone, come in to find your spot. We're going to have lots of food for you. Come on down and enjoy yourselves. Also want to point out that the City Band will be playing on the 4th of July. They'll be at the Centralia Center starting at 7 o'clock. So instead of their normal concert at Robinson Park, they always play on the 4th at the Centralia Center. So make sure you join them for that as well. Let's see. What else can we go through here too? Okay. All right. We've got another concert, summer concert series on the 4th of July. Soul Whiskey will be playing at Anchor Bay. Starting at, let's see, at 6 o'clock, 6 to 9, they will be playing, Soul Whiskey will be playing at the Anchor Bay Bar and Grill. And, all right, now here's the big information here. I want to make sure everyone knows that, the celebration will be happening at downtown Wisconsin Rapids, technically starting at 6 o'clock. On July 4th, the city will launch their firework display from the Wisconsin River in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. The display will begin at approximately 9:30 p.m. and may be viewed along most of the riverbank and downtown area, except for the launch and safety zones on the western bank of the river from the foot of the Grand Avenue Bridge to south of the Moravian Church. Same place that it always is, everyone. The DJ Entertainment Engines will be playing music starting at 6, with the national anthem sung by Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen Addison Marin right before the fireworks. Food and refreshment vendors located on West Grand Avenue on the west side of the river and on 2nd Street South, south of East Grand Avenue on the east side of the river. And like I said, we will be having some in the at the Moravian Church. We'll be having a brat fry there as well. Quick note about parking. We are reserving the parking lot at the Moravian Church for those with handicap, who need handicap accessibility to the fireworks. So please, if you're coming around there looking for a place to park, we are reserving the parking lot at the Moravian Church for those who are handicapped and need more accessibility. So please honor that, everyone. We do appreciate you doing that. Of course, City Band will be performing at 7, like I said. And get ready for a lot of fun, everybody. It's our annual fireworks display, and here's hoping the weather does cooperate. Whew, that was a lot of information. Well, I got to take a break, everyone. Oh, gosh, talking too much here. 424-2600, come on, call in, everyone. I want to talk to you. If there's any other events I missed for the 4th of July, let me know. I'd be glad to broadcast them over the airwaves here and over the back fence. But right now, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment on the show brought to you by Crockett Septic. Proudly brought to you by our good friends at Crockett Septic here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Baseball history runs deep in Wisconsin Rapids. Witter Field was built in 1928, officially dedicated in 1934. It's been the site of some great matchups too, including the first Rafters win in June of 2010. This year marks the Rafters' 15th season, and you won't want to miss a moment of game time fun. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball. Find more at northwoodsleague.com/WisconsinRapidsRafters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny, breezy with a high of 75. For tonight, becoming clear, lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine 71 on Sunday. Sunshine for Monday with a high around 71. Some showers and storms Monday night to Tuesday. Currently, 78 degrees.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for joining me today on this sunny, well, it was a moment ago, sunny Saturday, as we go into the afternoon here on this 29th of June. Monday's the 1st of July, everyone. I don't want to think about that anyway. All right, let's get into some more events happening. And just talking about all the events on the 4th of July wore me out, so I can't imagine what it's going to be like when we actually get the celebrations done with. All right, on the 5th, the Saturday after the 4th of July, excuse me, Friday after the 4th of July, there is going to be a blood drive at the VFW Post 2534. 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. That's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday, July 5th. That's put on by our good friends at the Community Blood Center. You can schedule your donation at 800-280-4102, 800-280-4102. You can also sign up online. Visit communityblood.org/donor. Log in, click Donate Now, and search for your sponsor code, which is W064 for the blood drive at the VFW Post 2534, 2711 Redden Road in Rapids on Friday, July 5th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So that's what's happening on Friday. Let's go ahead and check out what's happening next Saturday on the 6th, because we do have some more celebrations going on, including the Lake Sherwood Independence Day celebration. Starts at noon, goes till about 11 p.m. in Rome, Wisconsin. Life is better on the lake is their theme this year. Happy Independence Day, everybody. That's where they're going to celebrate. Lake Sherwood Lodge, 1146 West Queens Way in Nacusa, or Rome, as it were. They've got a lot of great stuff coming up on that day. We've got, of course, food and beer vendors. There's a DJ going to be playing from noon to 4. They got a boat parade at 1. They got a cornhole tournament starting at 1 o'clock. They've got some kids' activities from 2 to 4. Game tent from 2 to 4. Spot game from 7 to 10. I have no idea what that is, but it sounds like a lot of fun. The Shermalot Juniors Water Ski Show will be taking place at 4:30 p.m., followed by the Shermalot Water Ski Show main show starting at 7:20. Live music starts at 7:30 to 11 by the great band Southbound, well known around here, and fireworks at dusk. This is the big Rome celebration for the 4th of July, for Independence Day, since it's not technically taking place on the 4th of July. So we'll just call it the Independence Day celebration. But that's happening all most of the day, starting at noon, at Lake Sherwood Lodge in beautiful Rome, Wisconsin. Go check that out. We also have the Aqua Skiers having a special show on the 6th as well. They have an exhibition show on the Wisconsin River in Buren at 2:30 p.m. That is July 6th. This is the Aqua Skiers, and they will be performing on the Wisconsin River at Buren at 2:30 p.m. All right, that's going to wrap it up for next Saturday, I think. We do have a Raptors game, too, by the way. Raptors taking on the Green Bay Rockers. All right, moving on here, everyone. We do want to continue looking ahead here. We've got some more blood drives that are going to be taking place, including one starting on, let's see, the 8th, Monday the 8th, we have a blood drive at Grace Lutheran Church, 1531 Whitrock Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. That's going from 12:30 to 5:30 p.m. That's Grace Lutheran Church, 1531 Whitrock Avenue. A lot of opportunities in July for everyone to donate blood, and we do appreciate everyone who does do that. Thank you in advance if you're able to do it. We do appreciate you going in to do it. The next Arts Council show is coming up in July 14th. This looks like a real fun one, everyone, so listen closely. Bluff It and the Son of a Sailor Band takes on the atmosphere of a genuine Jimmy Buffett concert, right down to the audience participation, enjoyment, and energy that go with it. It's hard to believe your eyes and ears once the show has started due to the uncanny recreation by this awesome group of performers. Get a sampling, go to their website, or go to their Facebook page. It's just Bluff It, B-L-U-F-F-E-T-T, Bluff It. Type that into your Facebook search bar. You can find them and get an idea of what they're all about. Ever since he can remember, Larry Pearson has been a Parrothead. That is to say, he has been a dedicated fan of the one and only Jimmy Buffett. Larry was so infatuated with the music and persona of Jimmy Buffett that he became a musician. For years, he toured and was told by so many fans how much he sounded and looked like Jimmy Buffett. This eventually led to an amazing transformation in Larry's life. Since it was so natural and fulfilling, he started performing only the music of his idol, which fills volumes, by the way. If you don't know the catalog of Jimmy Buffett, it's massive. And eventually added the authentic costuming and stage props. He then founded a dedicated troupe of musicians who were in awe of the legend. They formed Bluff It and the Son of a Sailor Band, the most incredible recreation and tribute to the Beachmaster himself, Jimmy Buffett. Join a fun-loving crowd at 4 p.m. on Sunday, July 14th at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. Tickets are only $25 for adults, $10 for students. The Arts Council of Southwood County is pumped to present this preseason show. This is not part of their actual season that starts in September, everyone, which is very cool. So it's a little extra one this year, and it sounds like a lot of fun. Get tickets by calling 715-424-2787 or stopping by 1040 8th Street, South Suite 101 in Wisconsin Rapids. Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sorry, I forgot to put the times that they're open in there. Tickets are also available 24/7 at savorthearts.com. Sorry, coughing fit there, everyone. Terrible time for a coughing fit when you're on the air by yourself. So once again, this is a very cool show. We do suggest, especially if you're a Jimmy Buffett fan, to check it out. Sounds like a lot of fun, and we do appreciate the Arts Council bringing in an extra show this year. That's always fun. I love all that they do for us. Got another blood drive coming up. Two blood drives. This is the normal community blood center drives that we have every month. The first one is going to be Tuesday, July 16th. from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is held at the former East Junior High School in the cafeteria due to construction. Park on the 6th Street parking lot and enter the cafeteria fieldhouse door off of 6th Street. Please make it, go ahead and make an appointment. 800-280-4102. 800-280-4102. Appointments are appreciated. Walk-ins are also welcome if they are able to get you in. Tuesday, July 16th, 10 to 3. And then again, Monday, July 22nd, 2 to 7. That is the Community Blood Center over at the former East Junior High School. Wood and Marathon County 4-H is having an outdoor adventure camp. Spend a day by the lake. Canoeing, shooting archery, fishing, building campfires, and more. This is Thursday, July 18th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is going to take place at Dexter County Park in Pittsville. Ages 10 and over. 4-H membership is not required, everybody. Not required. It's $10 per person. That includes canoe rental, lunch, and other supplies just for $10. And parents are welcome to attend. They do ask that you register, everyone. Make sure you register before July 1st at this website. And I hate saying websites over the air, but I'm going to have to do it. bit.ly/outdoorcamp24. That's once again, bit.ly/outdoorcamp24. That's all one word. Outdoor Camp 24 is all one word. Sounds like a very cool event, everyone. And remember, you do not have to be a member of the 4-H club of either Wood or Marathon counties in order to enjoy this event, this outdoor camp adventure camp. Once again, Thursday, July 18th, 9 to 5, $10 per person. All right. Time for another break, mostly because I'm going to have a coughing fit or something here. Get rid of this. Oh, what a day. Oh, it's almost over. We're almost done with the show, everyone. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. We are proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic of Wisconsin Rapids on locally grown radio.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic pumper trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
The 2425 Local in Lovin' It mini magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and best of all, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for Local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI, and get your books at businesses like Wisconsin Rapid City Band, Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, Southwood County Humane Society, Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club, Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club, Pub Pilots, and VFW Post 2534. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It mini magazine, available today.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny, breezy with a high of 75. For tonight, becoming clear, lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine 71 on Sunday. Sunshine for Monday with a high around 71. Some showers and storms Monday night to Tuesday.
Currently, 78 degrees. some tenderness. We'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist with a little peace and some harmony.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. Trying to make sure my voice doesn't go on me again. Start coughing. That's the last thing everyone wants to hear. 424-2600. We've just got a few minutes left of the show, everyone. If you want to get in on the get out on the show, 424-2600. That is the number. And I do appreciate all the calls that we usually get. I didn't get any today, but here's hoping that we can keep it going, everyone. Remember, this is your show, and you're actually the reason that we do it. So if you're not here, well, I don't know. We'll have to find out what we can do. Something else here. A couple more things happening in July that we do want to let everybody know about. The Vespers Day Parade is coming up on Saturday, July 20th. The lineup starts at about 10 a.m. at the Nor-Am Cold Storage parking lot, and it'll be starting just a little bit after 10 a.m. Is when the parade itself will start. They're hoping for a huge turnout of parade participants this year. So get out there. If you're in the Vesper area, please go ahead and check it out. Find out if you can get into that parade. They are looking for people to attend and enjoy and be part of, too. Looking ahead to Wednesday, July 24th from 11 a.m. to 1, excuse me, once at 11 a.m. and then again at 1 p.m. We've got our good friends from ZooZort. Noel Torrent has been a licensed animal educator for over 20 years. She captures kids' attention with interactive questions, demonstrations, and animals. She's been here for the several times over the last couple years for this great family programming we have at Helen Zoo House at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo. Located at 1911 Gaynor Avenue. This is a free, family-friendly event. They're open to the public. Come and check it out. And don't forget, the zoo is open Tuesday through Sunday, and it is free, everyone. We have a free zoo here in Wisconsin Rapids, and it is a lot of fun. Zoos, of course, are always fun, but we do appreciate our little zoo here in Wisconsin Rapids. A couple more big items coming up here, events that we want to talk about. This is a big one coming at the end of July. The Wisconsin Rapids Family Center is holding their fourth annual Touch a Truck event. This is at the Grand Rapids Lions Club in Grand Rapids at their fairgrounds, going from 11 to 3 o'clock. Here's some of the vehicles that are going to be there. Wood County Armored Vehicle, ATVS, big rig semis, garbage truck, buses, cement truck, fire engines, Model T, police cars, Lifelink helicopter, RVSs, ambulances, Army vehicles, tow trucks. Find a truck and touch it, everyone. They're going to have tons of trucks there. There's also going to be tractor rides, rides in water and light buckets. Ooh, how cool is that? Kids games, a raffle, family-friendly vending. What's such a great event this is. And it's for such a fabulous, fabulous event. The Family Center, of course, they're always in need of funds. All proceeds to this event, all proceeds support the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Once again, this is July 27th. From 11 to 3 at the Grand Rapids Lions Club Fairgrounds. Make sure you check it out. Go have some fun. This is the fourth annual. I remember when they started this a couple years ago. And it's fabulous. Fabulous event. And it's for such a good cause. So please, make sure you go out for Touch a Truck on the 27th of July. And then on the next day, on Sunday, at Witterfield, the rescheduled Hornswoggle will be taking place, the wrestling night at the ballpark, due to a conflict they had to reschedule. Well, luckily enough, on Sunday, July 28th, is when Hornswoggle will be taking the stage or the ring. I guess we're going into the ring. He is a member of ACW Wisconsin Wrestling, and he is a former WWE superstar. $40 VIP tickets are available. Gates open at 11:45. Bell time at 12 p.m. That is ahead of the game on Sunday. So if you're a wrestling fan, go ahead and check this out. Go to rapidsbaseball.com to get your VIP tickets for that as well. And anything else. Other tickets for other games, because we want to support the I almost said River Kings, the Raptors. Oh, geez. Oh, boy. What season am I in anymore? I don't know. One more time, I do want to give a update on the schedule, the baseball schedule for tonight. It looks like the Raptors are going to finish the game they started last night, suspended because of weather, starting at 5:05. So tune in here, because they are in Fond du Lac tonight. tune in here, WFHR, and hopefully we can carry the end of that game for you. And then the regularly scheduled game, first pitch at 6:35, pregame at 6:20. Listen to Andy Yochum, the voice of the Raptors this year. He will bring you all the action for the game tonight. No weather problems, hopefully, tonight for that. And then tomorrow afternoon at 1:05, first pitch, they're going to be back home playing the Dock Spiders. If you can't make it, the pregame on WFHR starts at 12:50. Listen to Andy as he brings you all the Raptors action this summer. Once more, I do want to get into our schedule here, our new schedule for our weekday schedule. Because we did have the big change last week, and I hope everyone's kind of catched up with us for that. The mornings stay the same, 8 to 10, morning show. But remember, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 5 to 6, we've got Playmakers live and direct. Call in to get your sports thoughts and feelings out there. Talk about different things. You know, I don't know if anyone's noticed with Playmakers out there, but I know especially when James and I are doing it together, we do not talk about the normal things that you would talk about on a sports show. We take a more an interesting angle, I think. Probably a unique angle on sports. It's a lot of fun to do. But one of the main reasons why we wanted to expand Playmakers is to talk about local sports. And we are super excited. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up. We're already planning for the football season. Yes, everyone, it's coming sooner than you think. First game in the area is on August 22nd. Randy got the list of games to me this week and the tentative schedule that we would like to broadcast on our sister station, WIRI, your home for Wisconsin Rapid Sports, high school sports. So we'll be looking at that. We're going to be talking as much about local sports as we can as the season starts up here in the fall. We're going to be carrying all kinds of football games, basketball games, baseball, softball. Hopefully, we'll see if we can get some hockey in there, maybe a wrestling game match or two. We'll see. The sky's the limit, everyone. And that's all going to be taking place on 105.5 WIRI. Speaking of WIRI, I hope you've been enjoying the voices on the network if you do tune in every now and then. I'm on the air from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. Hope you can check that out. Don't forget, I've got Trail Tunes on Thursdays from 7 to 8 as well. And I've got a fun little thing I do on Fridays called Flashback Fridays. At 5 o'clock, I go back in time, everyone. I take a look at the top country singles of that week, whatever week it happens to be, and I pick a year, and I go back, and I play the top five songs from that year. It's a great way to, a little nostalgia trip, everyone, for those of you who remember those times. But I'm going back. I've gone to the 60s, 70s, 80s, you name it. I've gone to every decade so far, and it's been a lot of fun. So please check that out if you have not done so yet. That's every Friday at 5 o'clock, Flashback Fridays, on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Wow. Let's see. What else can I tell you about myself? Well, I am a Leo, and no, I'm just kidding. Don't need to get into that. I do stay tuned, everyone, because we have a lot of giveaways coming up here too. We've got plenty of Raptors tickets that we're going to try to give away throughout the weeks as the season continues on here, including some meal vouchers, everyone. Free food. That's right, you heard me. Free food. We've got some tickets to give away for Bluff It as well. We'll be doing that as we go along. We've got a big contest we're gearing up for in July for WIRI. We're talking about, I don't know if you have a chance to have seen Agatha yet, everybody. Agatha has been spotted around town, and it's been a lot of fun. So we'll be doing more with Agatha as the summer progresses here. It's going to be a lot of fun. And get some contests going as well. So stay tuned, not only WFHR, WIRI, all of Civic Media. Don't forget to download the Civic Media app. And don't forget, too, we also are having, we're getting geared up to start sending out a newsletter, everybody. Weekly newsletter with all kinds of local information in it, local news. We're looking to include a lot of local sports coverage as well. Basically, we're trying to fill the gap of the news desert. I don't know what else to call it, everybody. There's not a lot of local news here that in Wisconsin Rapids that we can turn to, and that's kind of what the gap we're trying to fill. So stay tuned for that, everyone. We're going to be doing a launch on our newsletter very soon as well. It's lots of changes here at WFHR through Civic Media. And we're also looking at the show as well as... proven by the show today, I didn't get any phone calls. So we may be looking to move the show or change it in some way. We've been told by a few people that they like the show and they'd like to keep it the way it is. But to be honest, it's the need there doesn't seem to be as much as it used to be. So we'll be talking about that as well as we move along. What happens to Over the Back Fence in the next few months? It's a conversation that we have to have. But it's been a great lot of changes going on here at WFHR. We hope you've been enjoying it as well as we have, because it's been quite the trip the last couple of weeks into the month, getting everything going. So we do appreciate all of our listeners, of course, and we do want to make sure that we're listening to you guys. And let's see. Oh, I was trying to do something. What happened? Oh, there it goes. Oh, I did it again. Oh gosh. All right. Let's move that here, and so you get to hear me do all this stuff here, everybody. Yeah. All right. That's it for me. I'll talk to you again next week on Over the Back Fence. Probably brought to you by Crockett Septic in Wisconsin Rapids, taking care of all your pumping needs, your porta potty needs, and we do appreciate them for sponsoring the show. There we go. We'll be talking to you again next week here on WFHR.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
This is locally grown.